Hi, this is a dictation for Rachel Reynold, RAYCHELLREYNOLDS. Date of service is 9/11/2023. Date of birth is 2/12/1992. The patient presents herself with a severe pain affecting her right leg subsequent to the gunshot wound that entered from at the buttock crease and exit into the front near the inguinal region, affecting the nerve involvement, especially the sciatic nerve more so. The sensory element and motor elements are affected. She has a slight foot drop, although she is able to walk with some difficulties using a cane. She reports the pain being between 9 and 10 below the knee. And the patient is unsatisfied, although she was asked for getting an MRI done for the area of the wound to find out involvement of the sciatic nerve. And this accident that occurred since March 15, and 6 months have passed, she was unable to complete any MRI, CT scan, or ultrasound. Her insurance company is also dragging its foot, and it doesn't authorize any of this testing. Patient also reports that she has no money to obtain some of the medications or compounding cream that were ordered to her. Her pain is always 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She is always seeking Percocets. She doesn't want to change to any other medication like Norco or even Ortram or other treatment options. She also refuses to take Suboxone or Subutex. There is an element of liking these opiates more than the pain will justify. An EMG was ordered that took almost 2 months, and finally the EMG report was submitted. She has been referred to 4 different neurologists, and she never managed to see any one of them. Apparently, she is not a very compliant patient. She was referred for a functional analysis for her right drop foot, but she did not do that. She refused to take compounding cream consisting of several medications along with naltrexone, and she failed to do that. And I have personally called the neurologist. She failed to make the appointment. She doesn't answer the phones. And apparently, we are trying as best as we can. According to her, pain level in the right leg below the knee is 10, between 9 and 10. And ADLs are affected 9. 20% relief is reported by the patient so far. Please review the chart since for the ADLs for the system review. And she reports always seeking for the Percocets and always has complained. She has a very difficult personality. She's never satisfied. In diagnosis remains the same. The plan is that the patient should see a neurologist, for which I have made a referral, and I have continued her on Percocets and I have asked her to continue Voltaren gel, Trazodone for sleep, Cyclobenzaprine for sleep at night, and Naproxen. My goal is to bring down the medication to once a day, and I asked to send her to US Rehab for functional analysis. A compounding cream was again written along with naltrexone capsule 1 milligram to help her in pain. Her MAPS were reviewed. Her MAPS failed to show any pain medications in her system, and that is the issue of contention here. She has many excuses of why she doesn't have medicines. Her foot drop, splint never came, a rep didn't come. EMG that was done recently by Dr. Abid Aga shows the following. Rachel Reynolds, her x-rays for the right foot was found to be completely normal. X-ray of the pelvis was normal except for facet arthropathy. X-ray of the right ankle was also completely normal. And right foot is also completely normal. X-ray of the pelvis was normal except for facet hypertrophy. A EMG nerve conduction test will be done in 6 months. I personally requested neurosurgeon Dr. Mohan to look at it if there is a surgical pathology. An ultrasound of the area of the gunshot where sciatic nerve lies, nor the CT scan nor the MRI is being authorized by the insurance company. We give up. We do not know what else to do for her. Thank you.